Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mujica. I'm the planning manager. Welcome to our meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is November the 17th, and it's 10:02. Can you do our introductions, please?
I'm C. Chaiko from Land Development.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Hernando, Public Works Traffic.
Mahmoud Kodur, Public Works Traffic.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary for DRC.
Tracy Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety. And
Mary Blaze, Planning.
Thank you. First item up, do we have for Pepe's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So we brought this item. The agenda says move the commission. We wanted to kind of get together so we had a chance to meet all the representatives from the different departments so we can go over some of the preliminary requirements to help you guide you through the process here. Now, there'll be some revisions that we'll need to go through, but at least we wanted to get you an opportunity to be in front of everyone so we could make sure that we clarify what's going to be required. Item number one is conditional use permit number 1620. Which is ultimately a request to allow the expansion of an existing building that contains approximately 3,500 square feet, that is an existing nightclub with an ABC Type 47 license. It also has a bona fide restaurant as part of it. Overall, they're going to expand to be a total of approximately 6,000 square feet. Property is located at 1293 West 5th Street. And again, the environmental determination at some point will be for a categorical exemption. Class 32, which is infield development projects. Again, as I mentioned, we are just going for preliminary discussion on that. Really not expecting or anticipating conditions of approval at this time. We just wanted to make sure that you knew what some of the comments from the different departments were and some revisions that may be required of your plan. I will say that, under the circumstances that we're in, having started the improvements and such, we do want to work with you, but at the same time, there are also some health and public safety issues that we want to make sure that are addressed ultimately when you complete your project. We've done a preliminary parking analysis, evaluating how much parking is going to be required. We know that you have limited parking access on there, so I will work with you to see if there's a means of providing some off-site parking facilities nearby the site. So we will discuss that. As we move forward, after this meeting. But that kind of concludes my initial comments. And if we can slowly go around the table and see what some of the comments from some of the other departments. And maybe what I'll do is, maybe start with building and fire first. I think those are some of the big items. Where do we go from here, being how the improvements have already started.
Correct. What I'll do is, Sarah, if you'd like to start first, or I can start first, either way.
I got a coin.
You got a coin? We can flip. We've met out in the field and have discussed the preliminary improvement that's occurred to expand this current nightclub into a space that's much larger than what's originally was permitted. Also, the expansion into a structure that's actually a detached structure that's on a separate parcel. So there's a lot of building elements that comes into play once we start doing this design. So with that being in hand, there's a lot of impact that does occur with this particular project. There's a lot of fire life safety issues. There's quite a bit of improvements. There's also requirements because of the separations in the properties that would have to go through an entitlement process to create this into one parcel, which would then, we'd have to come up and you'd have to show how you're going to create this to become one building and how we're going to suffice the minimum building codes. So with that being said, there's a lot of factors in play to get this, get this design in place and started and proceeding. And I know from a fire perspective, there's a lot of key elements that also plays at hand as well with the separations, access.
Sorry. And once you meet the requirements for building, as far as the property from property line and all that, we can start addressing the life safety stuff, which would be the fire alarm, where we're at with your occupant mode, your exiting. I know we had exiting concerns when we were just a single building in there, and now incorporating the two, how we're going to meet that. The fire line sprinkler requirements that, I know there's a sprinkler system on one side, now we don't have one on the other. There's all that, our fire access, we need to look at that. Now with closing that off, how are we going to maintain that? So there are some current concerns with that as well. We'll have to sit down and address.
So with that being said, again, there's been work that's been performed prior to, you know, an issuance of any type of a permit or any type of a demo permit. There's also been work that's been performed within that building that, again, I appreciate you provided me a structural analysis of opening up that wall of one side, which, you know, gives us a kind of a feel that the structure is not structurally been demised, but still there's been structural changes that occurred without the benefit and the benefit of not only a permit, but the inspections that, you know, verify the safety of that structure. So with that being said, at this point, where the project is on hold from a building standpoint until it goes through the proper channels and procedures through your planning review, so you can see if this project is going to meet those requirements based upon the square footage of this particular project.
And I think maybe along with that, because we are talking about some building safety, mm-hmm. and life safety issues primarily, you know, as far as, you know, parking and aesthetics and those kinds of things, to me they're secondary. You know, to me it's, you know, is this building going to work in the manner that you want it to work in terms of how much you're expanding, in terms of how you were expanding, what the occupancy load is going to be, and those kinds of things. And so we'll work hand in hand. Part of it is, you know, because at the end of the day, you need to satisfy for the permit process. You know, and from a planning process, we don't necessarily look at it from a vacuum. You know, we are cognizant of what the other departments review, but we also want to make sure that we don't go ahead and approve a shell, as an example, and say, well, okay, you know, with this 6,000 square feet or the way you're doing this or that is okay, and then lead you down a path, and then you end up in some other issue somewhere else where you're not going to have, you know, doors or whatever, you know, it's going to be addressed. And so I think it's really going to be one of those, it's a unique case.
Correct.
Where it's really going to take us a lot of diligence on all of our parts. We'll work together with you to try to resolve this. I mean, the main thing is that we are a business-friendly city. We don't want you to go away, but we want you to be here in the right way. And if you're, I don't know how many people can fit in that building, but we want them all to be safe at any given time when you're operating. So that's really our goal. I know some of the other departments have some comments as it relates to, you know, where your trash enclosures go and those kinds of things, but you know, those will be just kind of initial comments, just so you have that on your mind of things that we will be looking for, you know, in the future. So as you start, drawing up your site plan and your floor plans and things, you can keep those in mind that, okay, I have to do this, but I have to remember to put this over here too. And so I just wanted to mention that.
And I agree. I mean, you're going to have to go through a conditional use permit process with this. The uniqueness of this are four parcels there. With those different parcels, again, from a building and from a fire perspective, there's separations. Until this merges into one parcel, there's separations that provide a certain restriction and protection for each building. Because technically, that building right now is an independent, separate building. What's occurred is we're creating now one building. We're trying to open up into one. At this point, it was originally designed as an independent, freestanding building. So with that, it is going to be kind of a unique process with the entire community development division, with the other divisions, and as well as fire, to kind of massage this and get this to, at least so we can get an understanding of what direction it's going to go into. Because the way it sits right now, from a building perspective, it's in a dire safety violation, because we've now opened up and created open space between two separate buildings on two separate parcels. So with that being said, we just want to make sure that we're putting preemptive measures in to you know, protect life and safety.
Right.
Okay.
Tracy, do you...
So you'll need to construct a standard enclosure, which is 8x15, interior dimensions. You'll also be working with land development to modify that refuse enclosure to meet ADA access. But the ADA addition is not part of the 8x15, so it'll be larger than that. She has
handouts also.
It's on there for you. We'll also be interested in where you place it, because we have to make sure that the drive aisle widths are adequate for the truck turn. So we'll be looking for that, the placement of an 8x15 enclosure. Okay? Thank you.
Lori, to tell?
James?
Will you be increasing the size of the kitchen?
Slightly, by about 3 feet, I believe.
Getting sinks and more plumbing dishes in it?
No, sir. As is, just moving it over, I believe it's 15 feet to the east of the, which would be the second parcel number two, which sits now parcel number one.
Don't you currently have a small grease trap in the kitchen? Due to the increase of the seating capacity, you may be required to add additional pretreatment. And as you handle over our procedures in the permit application, once that's filled out, we'll take a look and review it.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Olmos has actually worked with the water department in the past to put in the required fire service for the structure. So the only thing we have to add is that sewer capacity fees will be due for any additional square footage that you add. If you're adding, you can add on to anything. And I previously provided a copy of the requirements to Oliver. You were the planner. I gave them to you the last time this came through. So I'll give you a copy of these for your record. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything to add?
Yes, from the traffic perspective, this is the guideline. The last sheet is the form. We'd like to have the scoping form filled in and turn it back, and we'll decide on the traffic impact study if needed.
Thank you.
Madam,
anything
else? Gary? Yes, it looks like the paperwork that you've submitted includes the concept of a lot merger. And we'll be working with building and safety and fire as far as that becoming possibly one parcel. Mm-hmm. So we'll be glad to work with you on that part, if that helps the building aspect. I realize it's parcels that are separate now, but I don't see an issue with land development trying to help you with merging those parcels. And it looks like that's the concept that you proposed. So we'll be glad to help you with that part.
We appreciate your help.
I'm sorry.
We appreciate your help.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just a prelim conditions that you would be anticipate for this project would be a non-categorical water quality management plan. Just implement the best management practice for the water quality. Also, you would need to provide ADA access to the sidewalk and. Speaking on behalf of Public Works, they would require a dedications on the two lots to the westerly, the one where the parking lot is right now. Those two lots.
To the right.
To the right, yeah. Those two lots right there. They would require 8.75 feet of dedication to make it 50 feet. And just... existing sidewalk curb gutter that is broken, just replace it in kind to make it ADA. And also, since this Fifth Street is a Caltrans right-of-way, any works within that right-of-way would need Caltrans permit for that purpose.
I have a question for you. Sure. When you say regarding the sidewalk,
right,
are you referring to Fifth Street?
Yes, both Fifth Street and Mount Vernon. Any damage or broken sidewalk?
There's issues with the sidewalk as we stand now for many years. I just haven't never been allowed to because it's a public highway. It's highly Caltrans. How would I go about to build a relationship with Caltrans? Who would be my point of contact?
We can get you a point of contact. Unfortunately, Robert Sepulveda is not here today. But... We'd be glad to supply you with someone you can contact there.
Okay.
And if you would, if you have a business card, if you could hand it to my assistant, I'm Melina, and so then we can get, I'll call you later on, and we could schedule some meetings for tomorrow, for next week, I mean.
Yes.
So we can kind of get this moving, and, yeah. Because we're all, you know, there's a level of anxiousness, not just, I'm sure you are with your conditional use permit application, but, you know, again, we've got some existing conditions out there that we need to really, really get, need to get our arms around. So so I'll be contacting you later so we can resolve those. Do you have any questions?
No, at this moment, I just appreciate everyone's time coming out and actually meeting with us all and being partial with us and building a relationship, continuing forward for the future. a steady flow and growth process, and we want to stay for many years to come. So
okay.
It's a great city. We just have to grind it out together as one. Mm-hmm. So,
we'll do what we can. It's a team effort at this point.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from any of the committee members? No? This item is just for discussion purposes only. So there's no required action on this one. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for your time, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Kindly introduce item number two, please.
Item number two is development permit type D16-09 and subdivision 16-05. A request to demolish an existing industrial building, subdivide parcel containing approximately 18.92 acres, and then subsequently creating two parcels containing 14.9 acres and 3.94 acres, respectively. For the construction of two industrial buildings, one on each parcel, containing 347,549 square feet and 82,614 square feet, respectively. The project is located at 1333 South Tippecanoe Avenue within the Industrial Light IL Zone. The environmental determination has been that we've done an initial study with a mitigated negative declaration, so the recommendation today is to adopt resolution 2016-062, adopting the mitigated negative declaration and approving development permit type D16-09 and subdivision 16-05 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that was enough for me right now.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Thank you. C-Chat, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah, sure. So this is going to be a full grounds-up projects, which are going to subject to a full CAT, WQMP, and SWIPs for these projects. Mm-hmm. Hydrology, hydraulic study will be required. And also, mostly just stand-up conditions. And something that I want to point out is that on the plan, it wasn't clearly shown that whether the proposed storm drain outlet on the northeasterly corner was with, yeah, that corner. Uh-huh. The one I think that's north.
No.
So north.
Okay. North is to the right.
Oh, yes. Right, that location. So, they wasn't sure whether that storm drain outlet was within the existing drainage outlet easement that was recorded. We just want to make sure that when you put in, it was not within the easements. And direct discharge into the catch basin is not allowed either. So you would have to do like a curb drain, parkway culvert. And also the Edison utility down south on Victoria where the proposed building is. It seemed like on the tentative map that was proposed, it's going to be quick claim by citizens, so we just want to have some mitigation measure in place that you do before building permit issuance on that one. And a passive map would be required.
We just had one question down on the southeasterly corner. We've got the railroad adjacent to your property. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to make sure that you either got a clearance from the railroad, because on some of these exhibits it looks like you're encroaching slightly into what that railroad track area would be.
I don't think so.
We're outside of the railroad.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you're outside the railroad.
Yeah, we're outside the railroad.
That was one of our comments. That just we wanted to make sure it was moved westerly enough. Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Mano,
yeah, in looking at the site plan, we would have preferred the driveways, the driveways along Tippecanoe Avenue to line up with Cooley. But since with this layout, you'll be restricted to right in, right out movement along on four of your driveways, one on Victoria, two on Tippecanoe and the one on San Bernardino.
So I'm sorry, so the driveway along Tippecanoe between the two buildings is would be right in, right out only?
Correct. And we will not require any traffic impact study for this project.
Fernando, if they were able to move the driveway to line up with Cooley, you'd be able
the signal,
to make
yeah.
up
correct.
Then we have to modify the signal. The
signal and give them access to
yes. And they'll be able to make a left turn
yes.
on Tippecanoe.
Okay.
Also, the plan's kind of a little bit drawn wrong when the Tippecanoe and Victoria is a full intersection. It's another T.
I'm sorry.
And there's a signal there. The plans. There's a signal on the Victoria and Tippecanoe.
Right.
It shows like a T intersection with the drawing, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Tippecanoe continues south. Victoria.
Oh yes,
yes. That's yeah, it's just, yes. It looks like a T intersection.
Yes.
Just for your information.
Okay. I actually have an updated plan that shows it continuing.
Yeah.
Anything else, Pablo?
That's all, Phil.
Thank you. Ted?
Okay, so previously, if you don't have any, I think I did provide them to Chantal. Hopefully you have a copy of our standard requirements that the water department has.
Did you give those to me? Did you send those again?
Sure. Absolutely.
No, we haven't seen those.
Okay. Well, it's just all that we're going to require for this is obviously any new services that you request for the project, and sewer capacity fees for the new building. You will receive credits for the items that are for the existing structures that were there. You will have to go through the normal process for requesting the services to be abandoned if you need to abandon any of the ones for the existing structure. And understand that you'll only receive credit towards one of the buildings. I'm guessing it's going to be the larger of the two. So because you're subdividing into two parcels, the credits can only apply to one of them. You can't apply to both. So it would just be our standard requirements to apply for these services, which that application you can stop by and pick up on the fifth floor following this meeting, or it's available online.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pat. James?
Will there be any manufacturing going on in these buildings?
These are speculative buildings, so we're not sure who the occupant would be. In all likelihood, it would be distribution purposes. That's the majority of the users in the market. But we'll have to wait and see.
We'll head out our plan check procedures and permit application.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
So the proposed locations are good for the refuse enclosures.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. Got the hard one. We're going to have to deny the project.
It's over. We need five more. No, just kidding.
That was close.
That's the least of your worries.
That's easy.
You just need to work with land development to modify them for ADA access, each one. And so that'll be in addition to the 8x15 for good storage.
Thank you, Gracie.
The rest is pretty much standard requirements, except for I had a question regarding the two different buildings. Is there going to be any type of separation between the two? Do they have free access between the two? Are you going to have a gate, a fence?
There's a proposed gate at the northerly portion of
in line with the back of the building?
Building two.
Is that a shared gate between the two buildings, though, correct?
I'm sorry?
Is that a shared gate between both buildings, correct? There's no separation between
It would be our preference to have flexibility for
to go back
and forth, but we're
That's fine.
Designing
I just
it so that it could be shut off, too. But we've also, we're also going to be putting in a no-build setback easement.
Okay. Because that'll be a shared fire access.
Yes, that was anticipated.
Okay. Yeah. And the county has a standard for any building over 300,000 that the fire access is 30 foot. So on the one, on the larger one, you have a 26 foot fire access. It's just a small modification of that, if you could show that change on that side.
30 feet.
Other than that, for us, there's standard requirements.
I'll pass them down. I've got to make sure I understand. Where is that?
On the 300,000?
Does it impact the building size?
Yeah. The building size based on 300,000 is required.
Well,
so is that on the west end of building one?
Correct. It's the larger
around
building.
Around the entire building? Or?
Correct. Yes. Not on the smaller ones. It's
good. It's recognizing that the driveway, the 26-foot driveway that runs parallel to Tippy Canoe is 26 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be acceptable to keep 26 feet there since we have Tippy Canoe along that frontage?
You have two entrances off of Tippy, right?
For now, but just a quick note, this was done under pre-app, I think, when we were
under
still
city?
Under city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Would that still apply?
Yes, override.
Okay, I'll go back through my notes.
Can we make sure
and
right?
Just clarify that? Please. Yeah.
Okay.
So would...
It would be no change if you were given city standards, and I believe that was the case. But I'll verify that later.
Typical handouts right now. We don't have your full building sets yet, so these are just typical requirements that we'd require for building plan checks. So don't keep in mind, beginning of the year is a new code cycle change.
Right.
Not too many different changes, so it's no rush, so nothing to stress about, okay? The only other, again, when we're dealing with two buildings, same parcels, there's always that assumed property line issue, and we want to make sure we have clearances and proper construction. After that, that's all the buildings' comments.
All right.
You have any questions of the committee?
No, one request is that, obviously, to move forward today with the approval of the MND, but recognizing we just now received the development conditions, so we can take over through the weekend, if we could, to look at those conditions, make sure that there's nothing that jumps out and surprises us. We'll be back to Chantal first thing Monday morning.
That's fine.
We don't want to delay the approval, obviously, of the MND.
Yep. You know, most of our conditions, they come out of our development code. You know, so they're if there are conditions that we have the ability to modify or massage, we can do that.
Right.
But if it's anything that comes directly from our development code and we're bound by that, and you wanted to address those, you would have to file an appeal to the Planning Commission to have those conditions removed. That you have 15 days to.
And I think most of the issues were identified in the pre-app process. But again, it's just a matter of taking a quick period of time to make sure there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
I just something, Mark.
I just have one question to your comments. The first one, you had some concerns with the storm drain connection, San Bernardino. Can you just reiterate what your concern was on that? You mentioned something about an easement.
Yes, I believe there was an easement on the map that was submitted. There's a 6-foot drainage easement on that.
No, it's 10-foot drainage easement along east property line. And there's an existing channel within that easement. And we're staying away from it completely. We're not touching it.
That was the comment I'm trying to make.
City couldn't provide us with backup documentation for hydrology, hydraulics, and all that. We stayed away from it. We're not encroaching into it.
That was the only concern that I have because on the map
and then
it wasn't
that drainage ditch, it connects to the back of the catch basin. There's a modified, it's existing condition.
Yes, and
It's a modified catch basin. It connects into the back of the catch basin.
So you're not proposing any additional connections to the catch basin?
We're going to have a hard connection into the storm drain system on this. No, not to the catch
basin. The catch basin is an existing condition or is it proposed?
It's existing.
It's existing. That's fine. Because we typically don't allow any new connections to the back of the catch basin.
Oh, okay. That's the existing condition.
It's required to be curb drained.
Yeah.
So what we will do, you mentioned the conditions of approval that you might want some time to review those. Should there be an affirmative vote here, what we can do is if you have some conditions that you want revisited, we can do that. Chantal can arrange the appropriate meetings with whichever department has that condition. It's something that we can work out, or maybe it's something that we need to come back. Our next meeting's on December the 8th, so we can maybe readdress those. But if they're minor enough, we can just make that change in the resolution itself.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other comments or questions? Again, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2016-062. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
This is any opposition? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, while they're in here, it's so exciting. I see so much stuff happening in San Francisco.
It is. It's great. It is. They're killing me for the agendas, but other than that, it's okay.
All right, well, just approve everything.
I'll just hang my staff on the door.
Yes.
Mary, would you kindly introduce item number 3, please?
Yes, this is development permit type P1605, and it's a request to allow the development and establishment and operation of a long-term truck and trailer parking facility, along with on- and off-site improvements. It's currently a vacant site. It's comprised of 5 parcels. It's about 4.6 acres. It's located on the south side of 3rd Street. It's about 200 feet east of Waterman Avenue. The address is 379 East 3rd Street. And the environmental determination is a categorical exemption pursuant to Section 15332. And we are recommending that it be moved to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add?
No.
CJ, would you like to start us off?
So this is going to be...
Yes, sir.
So it's mostly just the standard conditions, like a full CAT, WQMP, a SWIP, and a lot merger for this one, which is going to be required. Couple things that I want to mention is there's no existing sewer on 3rd Street right now, and I'm not sure where you plan to connect your sewer to.
So this site was developed as the industrial park. That's why you go out there and you see there's a transformer in the middle of the,
right.
the field. I think all of the... Oh, and it was also in a... there were also CCNRs on it. I think the sewer is... There is sewer... in per that original plan. And there is sewer easement that runs right through the middle of it,
right.
which I think sewers the apartment complex.
Yes. Yeah, I saw the private line, so the comment is that you need to get an authorization letter or show us that there's a CCNR that allow you to do connections to that sewer line that they have right there. And also the drainage and acceptance letter should be provided for any off-site runoff. And the Edison poles and transformer should be mitigated through Edison's requirement, and we would need some type of conditions or approval letter from Edison showing that also.
Got it. On the lot merger, I have 5 lots. Have we changed the ordinance so I can merge more than 5 yet?
We actually, state law, and the ordinance is actually changed, but not in all 3 places where it appears. But yes, you can do 5.
You can do 5?
Not a problem.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I just want to go over a little bit on public work since Robert is not here. The only thing that we have is that... any sidewalk, curb gutter broken, need to be replaced, and 3rd Street need to have a 0.2-foot grinding overlay to center line, and just a bypass around the existing driveway need to be ADA compliance. That's pretty much public work comment on this one.
Okay.
Thank you. Mahmoud,
Yes, we get the latest scoping form finally.
Sorry.
That's okay. And okay, I guess you deal with the traffic impact analysis for the site. In addition, the driveway, we need to look at the site distance. This is truck exit and entering, especially the exit and out because of the flare. And the driveway itself will be analyzed. I added to that for this.
Okay.
So we'll work with you on the
subject. Thank you.
We'll be on the
other. Thank you.
Thank you. Ed?
Okay. Ed, I didn't see any, you're not building any structures there at all?
It'll be just like we did on for Schneider down on, it'll be one, it shows on there at the very
top. Okay.
There's a
I missed
building.
It.
It's very small.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to need a water service for it?
Yes. I thought you were going to tell me like there's water lines all through it.
No.
Did they ever build them? Because I wasn't sure. We weren't sure. I've got some index maps that show water lines. But yes, no,
I'm not showing anything there except for there is a main. It ends before the property does, and that. The eastern boundary of the property, but there is an 8-inch water main in 3rd Street that you could utilize for a water service. But that's the only comment that I have.
We'll need a landscape and domestic.
Okay.
Very small.
Okay. Here's a copy of the requirements, and if you'd pass another copy to Mary, please.
And I was wondering too. I mean, it
you're
was.
You're not allowed to wonder. We're not.
No, I haven't. we'll go because it was developed as it was supposed to be these multiple buildings, and there were utilities put in. I was wondering if there was any credit available, or if they'd ever paid any sewage impact fees or anything like that. So we'll have to go back and do a little research.
Yeah,
maybe we can get some.
I wasn't aware of any. Nothing popped up during the research.
That's not wondering, that's hoping.
It was wondering. It was a wonder.
James, anything for us?
This is a truck and trailer parking facility. Will they be washing any of the trailers there?
No.
Servicing or repairs?
No.
Just parking?
Yeah, just like, it'll be very much like the one we just did on Orange, or Auto Center.
I'll just give you our franchise procedures.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Gracie? Be gentle.
All right, so we've been down this path many times. So it's just a standard 508-8515 enclosure. Work with land development to modify it for ADA. And the location's good.
We really need a new standard.
Yes. I agree.
Point well noted.
Riverside. I think Riverside's got a pretty good one.
Well, we're modeling after their designs at this point, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah?
Are these trailers empty? Do you know if they'll have a product? Is that all?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Because typically what we would require then would be an on-site hydrant if we know that there's going to be storm product within the trailers, because we just don't know what's going to be in there.
I think that's reasonable. Okay. I think an on-site hydrant makes sense.
Okay. So if everything else is standard with the knocks and all that. So just pass.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ed, at this point, really no designs submitted for building, but just, you know, follow our typical requirements and minimum code. Again, code cycle change for the beginning of the year. Other than that, that's all I have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Other than a wondering, do you have any questions?
No, so now we're going to go to, because we're going to go to Planning Commission, yes, hopefully next month.
God willing.
Because they'd really like to.
Given the need for traffic.
Yeah.
PIS?
Where are we on traffic? What are your thoughts, Mahmoud?
Well, we asked for the traffic impact study.
Yeah.
We
can
what's your timing on that?
Okay. I mean, that would sort of kill us to do it because we've got like, so originally we were going to look at two intersections, and the amount of traffic is really, other than getting it loaded, it's very minimal. So I've got like 8 cars and 50 some.
It's because the trucks is the main thing.
Yeah. And Waterman is a trucking corridor. So I would humbly ask this body to take it forward without a full traffic study, because it's so, I mean, it's not going to kill it. It's going to go forward either way, and it's not going to kill it. So if we can do the traffic study afterwards, like we've done on the last one, I'd really appreciate it, and that's the only thing I was going to ask for.
So
because I don't have the time, because now I've got to study, I got to say, 5 intersections based on the scoping now. And
the driver.
It's not that much traffic.
So what do you think may be possible mitigation measures that may be require either significant or modification to the site?
I don't think the site will be impacted. Is the right away, we'll see if there's any impact, specifically if coming into the driveway, the turning, and with the number of vehicles at
like
the intersection, I'm doubting that it's any significant impact.
As an example, deceleration light maybe?
Well, they requested the 85% of the trucks coming from the east, which is our surprise. They're going to be lining up on the two left turn lane to get in. Remember, there is a residential next to you, there's a driveway there. So we need to look at that, how many trucks coming in to waiting to do a left and so on.
I just thought that made a lot of sense because the city just put in the overpass at Mountain View. And they did that specifically for Amazon and for... I thought that made the most sense to show...
No, if I recommend for you to go visit and see what's going on there right now.
Oh, really?
Police is directing traffic. So, unlikely the truck going to come from the L.A. area, coming all the way to Mountain View, exit, and come back west to the site. Most likely either Tippecanoe or Waterman. I thought if you split the traffic half and half, more logical. But, yeah.
And that's fine. Either way, we've got our truck counts. We know how many are coming there. I just thought it was better to keep them off Waterman, even though Waterman is a truck route. It just seemed like it made more sense.
We'll work with you on this study.
Does it make sense that maybe next week or so we have a meeting with the traffic engineer and ourselves and kind of see what if there's a way to resolve something, and if there is, we can move, and if not, we'll at this point, our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. Whether it happens in December or January, it really depends on where we come to terms on the traffic.
Commission just for the based on the result of the traffic.
We can do that as well.
So can we take, I just want to make sure I don't have to have a full-blown traffic study to get approved through Planning Commission, that at least we could, because it's going to take a long time to do it, so if we could
as long as we identify the impact from the traffic
and scope it properly. Can we do that?
So your condition.
What I would ask.
If you're comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to, I'm not going to change it.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
What I would ask is that that you have your traffic engineer work with Mahmoud and Hernando, at least to provide us with some narrative, because I know that the Planning Commission is going to raise issues about that.
Sure.
They are going to ask, well, you know, because we're going, you know, we got the apartments and the residential that's joining. That's going to be a logical question, and so I just want to be able to have a proper response and say, well, okay, the traffic study is going to come up with the ultimate mitigation measures, but here's what we're looking at, and here's what we're going to address.
Okay. That's fair.
Rather than say that we'll figure it out later, and then they say we'll come back when you figure it out.
That's fair. And two other, just to let this group know, we've been in contact with the owner of the apartment complex and the owner of the Circle K, and they're very, very happy that we're doing this. They'd be happy because they got a lot of problems in that vacant lot. I'll just leave it.
Well, good.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, I just have one quick thing I forgot to mention earlier. The proposed underground infiltration basins that you show on the plan is actually within the Edison easement. So we ask that you move that out of Edison easement.
Really? Edison? Okay, I'll do that. You know, it's funny because we're allowing them. They have an easement for their power poles, but they have been driving to get into their substation through there. And they don't have an easement to access their substation through there. But we're going to provide them access to continue to get through there. Just as a FYI.
Well, with nothing else, our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. Let me entertain a motion, please.
Set motion.
Second.
If there's any opposition, we'll see you. We'll see you when we see you, Ed.
At next month's Planning Commission. Oh, and by the way, Mary is a wonderful player. You're lucky to have her.
Thanks, Ed. Take care, Fred.
We'll keep that in mind.
And you can pay me outside.
What are you doing?
You want your wall muscle.
So I'm talking to applicants here?
Is Rafi here?
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's out of the country on a trip.
Okay.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Item number four is a pre-application 16-30, a preliminary review of a request to develop a 20-unit townhome community along with construction of required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing a total of 1.45 acres. The project is located at the northeast corner of West Kendall Drive and Western Drive within the residential medium RM zone. And as this is a pre-application review, the recommendation today is just for review and preliminary conditions, no action required.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much standard conditions for WQOP and SWIPs. Also, the hydrology hydraulics reports will be required. a lot merger is required for these projects. And one thing I want to mention is that there is a 7x4 reinforced concrete covered box underneath, running across the project site, so the building footprint should be modified to be outside of the building envelope.
Where is the location of it? Doesn't show on the map.
I do have a city map that I could give you the.
Because we never seen it on any map, so if you can supply it.
How could pass the conditions? Unless we want to bring up public work conditions right now also.
Of course.
Yeah, so there's going to be a 10-foot dedication required for this projects on Kendall Drive. Also, curb gutter, sidewalk need to be constructed.
It's in the handout that we just provided you.
Yeah, it's on the conditions
right
there.
And Kendall Drive need to have a 0.2-foot drying overlay and also one street light need to be installed.
One street lighting?
Yes.
Why? We don't have any. We're not at the cross section.
I believe it is a every 200-foot requirement for lighting, and the, between the two lighting is like about 400 feet. So.
But that's on the city, not on the developer.
No, actually, it is on the developer. Actually, if you want to develop there, yes. Those improvements will be on the frontage.
You want the sidewalk and you want the street light.
Yes.
Right. Wow.
Public works.
those are pretty steady.
Most are steady. But you get your building in return. We'll have a trade.
And the city got also improved. So
there you go.
That's correct.
That's yeah.
Anything else, Gary? Fernando?
No, we will not require a traffic impact study of this project.
You will not look good. That's
good. That's good.
Should have asked for something.
Yeah. Ted, anything for us?
Unfortunately, this project only has a water main along a portion of the frontage of the project in Kendall. So it's going to need a main extension the remainder of the distance in Kendall, and then it's going to need the full frontage of its of the project along Western. And sewer capacity fees will be due for the project prior to issuance of the building permit also. So I'm going to give you my card and a copy of the requirements.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you would pass this copy to Chantel.
Maybe.
Thank you.
James, will there be a community kitchen or a clubhouse? Or just
no,
I'll just give you our contact procedures.
I have some comments as well. So the site plan is deficient in a number of areas for the development code. So first of all, the density is higher than the zoning allows. Per our zoning requirements, you would be allowed 17 units, and you're proposing 20. The setbacks aren't sufficient for a planned residential development. You need 15 feet all the way around. You would need a hammerhead. I have my comments in here as well. So. And also I have my red line copies. You need a hammerhead on both ends of the property for fire department and refuse turnaround. There's no amenity which is required, so you would need to have, you know, a swimming pool or a clubhouse or a basketball court, something to that effect. And there's a few other issues, but I have everything outlined in my comments.
Thank you, Chantal.
Well, because of the transit system you have over there, we were told by you that we could have some leeway, you know, have more units.
That is, no. The transit district doesn't allow higher density. What it does allow is a build-to line, which you could potentially do. You could push the units along Kendall Avenue or Kendall Drive to the lot line. In this case, though, there's a 10-foot dedication, so you'd be about the same spot here and now. If you do leave them there, you would have to orient them actually towards Kendall Drive so that the front of the units is facing Kendall Drive. So there's a little bit of a design change that would have to happen with that.
But the 17 units you're talking about will be fixed. You know, we cannot have any extra. We cannot have it like 18, for instance, because it's actually now for the net
not,
area.
Not if you can't meet all of the other requirements, which right now you're not. If you can redesign and meet all the other requirements, we can maybe consider the additional unit.
Because now the 63,300 square feet, when you divide it at 12, you know, per acre, 12 units, so we'll have about 17 and a half, but I thought probably because of the transit district, and then this is the net area when you want to go to the middle of the street, you know, you get, you know, more area, more leeway to have more units. That's what I was under the impression. Am I wrong?
I believe that you are incorrect on that, yes. And again, you still have to meet all of the other requirements for the zoning designation and the type of development.
But we may be able, you know, to get the permit from, I mean, the permission from you to have the 80, because we're going
I would need to yeah. need to see that you can meet all the other requirements.
Okay, so in this case, okay, we're going to lose two if possible, maybe possible.
Question? Potentially.
Mm. Okay. So Chantal mentioned that we need the hammerhead turnaround on each side for the truck. Mm. Unit will also need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view of the public right-of-way for storage of containers.
4x11?
Mm-hmm. So they can store their containers there. Mm-hmm. And then each unit will receive individual curbside collection. And just keep in mind that the truck services from the right side. Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Sarah? Excuse me. Can I have a question about in terms of a fire truck turnaround? Well, if we consider this is just a hammerhead.
Are you asking? Fire will answer for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You would need to meet all the dimensions of the hammerhead. Right now, I can't tell. What I'm looking at, it doesn't look like it meets it right now. So.
It's, the driveway is 26 feet.
But there's a dimension requirement for us to back in and back out, and that's all in our standards. So we have to meet those radiuses as well.
But from the fire truck to the end unit, I thought there's something like 150 feet.
150 feet.
So this is a this. I think a week. We choose a
beyond
kind
of
duty.
That, yeah.
See, this is the entrance. This is I consider the hammerhead. When you have a fire truck here, this is less than 150. Mm-hmm. From here to here, it's less than 150.
No, it's the farthest unit. So you'd have to go all the way to the very end of those farthest units.
Yes.
And then we'd have to have a hammerhead. So we'd
well, this
yeah,
street.
That street there is.
It can be reached down here.
Well, I have another proposal for that. You know, if the city will allow.
The trash trucks would also need to be able to turn around. And
The city owns that 50 feet between Western and our property.
So actually, the county owns that.
The
not
county,
the city.
No, yeah. Not the city. The county.
Yeah, it's county flood control, so we have no jurisdiction over that.
So, what I was thinking that if we can go through, you know, that have the driveway continuous through.
We have
the
no
county.
Jurisdiction to allow that.
So then we'll end up on the street, you know, instead of hammerhead.
Unfortunately, we can't give you that that permission.
And if I may just add, we don't want the refuse truck backing up. We want them to be able to come in forward and exit forward, not backing up,
right,
because of safety.
So they would also need a turnaround. It's not just for fire.
Yeah, so for us, the...
Oh, that was under Gracie's comments, I think.
I'll pass down our standard requirements as well. I mean, everything will be sprinklers based on the building code. And then there's a... Is there going to be a gate, I'm assuming, which fences around the entire property, correct? You'll have the whole property fenced in, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah, the whole property will be fenced in.
Okay, there's just our requirements in there for fencing as well.
You just need to provide a Knox box or a key for fire and refuse to come in service.
Yeah. Well, our problem now is the hammerhead. Unless if we can go straight to the to Western through the county property, that if we talk to the county, do you think they will allow it to go straight like the right way?
I can't say. You'd have to talk to them. Yeah. If they allow it, we will consider it, but we can't give you that authorization.
Yeah, I understand.
If we provide you... entrance kind of being up, then that should solve the problem. We don't have to provide any hammerhead.
Depending on how everything is located, as long as fire and trash can both service all the units, then that's something that we can entertain. Keep in mind, though, that there is, you know, Western is right on the corner there,
yeah.
And you don't want to have a driveway too close to the corner.
Yeah.
I think it's a distance of 50 feet, is that correct?
I think 50 feet.
It has to be a minimum of 50
yeah,
feet away from the corner.
That should be okay. Because our property is already more than 50 feet away from the intersection.
Well, yeah, with that county portion taking up,
yeah.
All right. At this point, there are no plans submitted for us to review. Obviously, we'll give you our typical plan check correction. We'll require soils report, you know, for under 1803. So other than that, just basic submittals. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think if you go through the red line comments that Chantal has put on that plan for you,
yeah.
And then we'll schedule a follow-up meeting with planning staff to kind of go through those. There are really going to be some pretty significant changes to your site layout, you know, thing. And so, you know, when we talk about densities and things, you know, it's you know, there's a density number, but then you also have to have a well-designed project. You know, and so, you know, where's your pedestrian access, you know, and does it flow, and those kinds of things. And so by the time you start adding those things, you know, you run out of land area, and it limits the number of units that you have. But we'll meet with you, we'll go over our comments, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. As far as site design, we still want to remind you, too, that you're going to have to change that configuration to allow for that storm drain. And also provide some sort of water quality management plan, because this will be a categorical priority project for WQMP. So you need to refer to the San Marino County template is what we use at the city.
So what we're going to do now, since we are going to have, according to the code, that 20 feet between each building, so we may be able now to set, you know, the 20 feet above the storm drain, if we can do that. You know, we have to see now, we have to revise the whole design.
That's correct.
Or the layout, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else from anyone? Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any questions. Okay. What I would like to have is, since we're going to work with Chantel, you know, if we can meet her requirement instead of 17, have them 18, so then we have two. And if we can
we'll
do
see
that,
what we can do.
We'll see what we can do on that, yeah.
Okay, well, there's no action required on this one, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 5, please?
Yeah, probably. Item number 5 is pre-application 16-31, a preliminary review of request to develop a drive-through car wash facility containing approximately 6,265 square feet on a site containing approximately 1.39 acres. It is currently comprised of 4 parcels located at 505 West Baseline Street. Although I have this actually as 1168, I think that would be Northeast Street. And I think we'll stay with that address since you know your access is going to be along East Street. But that's not important. The property is located within the commercial general CG1 zone and also the transit overlay district. Today, it's just preliminary review and preliminary comments, no action required.
Thank you.
C-Chat?
So from land development perspective, it's going to be same standard full category water quality management plan and a SWIP because this is more than 1 acre. Also, the lot merger and some standard conditions on this one. As far as public works, there's going to be dedications on E Street for 8.75 and baseline 8.75 feet dedications.
Do I show it on here? I know I show baseline.
You probably did show baseline
dedications. I don't know if I knew about E. So the dedication on E, did you guys already do it when you guys put that bus stop in, or you guys didn't?
No, we just put the curb at the existing alignment, but the dedication is at, the existing right-of-way is at 41.25. So public work would just ask for the dedication without changing the curb alignment, unless traffic study requires that for that left-turn pocket that was proposed on E Street. And Acacia Street would require 5 feet dedication as well. And the curb line could stay at the same locations.
But right now, there's no improvement. So does this have any change, though, to show the setbacks as on the 8 foot, or does it?
Can we direct comments over here, please?
On the site plan, do we actually need to push the full setback back behind that dedication? I think is what he's asking.
Setback as far as planning setback, or?
Right?
Because you have. I'm pretty sure, and I don't know the numbers exactly, but to a driveway for a fast food or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it's 25 foot from face of curb.
Okay.
So if I'm asking, I guess. I show that as 25 foot face of curb to my drive aisle with not a problem, but at 8 foot, however many
right.
inches, does that have to be factored into that?
It does, because if in the future, like public would want to do widening of the street, they would have to have that 8.75 feet for their right of way widening.
Okay. And it's 8 point what?
8.75.
I think we passed it.
A set of conditions. It should be in that conditions right there
mm-hmm.
for all of the dedication and curb alignment. And also, baseline and Acacia would need a 0.2 foot gradient overlay. E Street is just recently been done, so there's nothing being asked on E Street.
Mm-hmm.
But the curb return at E Street and baseline need to be a 35 foot radius. And also, any pavement that affecting the traffic loop detector need to be coordinated with traffic department.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Traffic loop detector on baseline or baseline.
The loop detector.
Yeah, the loop detector. If there's any affecting factor on that one, they need to be coordinated with traffic division.
And do you know if it's 35 feet on the corner, or are you just saying it needs to be if it's not?
It needs to be if it's not. I don't know for sure. That's something that you have to address with Roberts.
Okay. And it's just a standard WQMP?
Yeah, full CAT, and we also need a prelim for review also before the final.
Before the submittal, right. Yeah. Preliminary WQMP.
Right. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we will require you to fill out the scoping form for this project. Your study needs to show the feasibility of this left turn, northbound left turn from E Street to your property, and also the left turn exiting from your site to E Street. Mm-hmm.
In a traffic study, is that what you said?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to require a traffic study?
Most likely.
Mm-hmm. Is he doing the scoping form first? Or
yes,
is
do the scoping form first.
It's in the back of the guidelines, the last page.
Yeah, so you'll fill that out and then turn that in, then they'll forward.
But this isn't something that I can fill out. They're going to have to fill it out, right?
A traffic engineer.
A traffic engineer, yes.
Thank you. Deb, anything for us?
Yeah, so good news, no lane extension.
That's good news.
Yeah. We can serve it. Actually, there's obviously an existing structure that's there now that's
right.
going to be demoed in conjunction with the project. So I don't know if you can utilize the existing service. I apologize, I don't have that information with me. For what size it is, but if you can utilize that existing meter where it's at, then obviously that's all you would need.
I'm probably going to bring a 2-inch in,
okay,
and then a 1-inch for
landscaping.
I don't know if you guys, landscaping.
Okay, so you might, if that existing is only a 5/8 or 3/4, you may be able to utilize that for your landscaping, mm-hmm. and then just a 2-inch for your domestic feed, mm-hmm. the car wash. Okay. So. It would just be an RFI application.
It's all there, anyways.
Yeah. And you'll get you will get credit for the existing structure when you build the when you finish your project. You'll get credit for the existing structure for your sewer capacity fees.
Okay.
But you will have to pay those to us prior to issuance of the building permit.
Right.
That's all I have.
Thank you, James.
Is this going to be a car wash only, or are we adding a restaurant or anything? Car wash only.
That's it.
Right. Just use a permit application.
Not the seat.
Okay.
I had a quick question, too. We have this parcel on the west side of Baseline. Mm-hmm. It looks right now like there might be shared parking between the property on the corner of Acacia and this property here. Mm-hmm. Do you know, was there an easement in place mm-hmm. for shared access or mm-hmm. shared parking or anything?
No, it's not their property.
Okay.
Whether they use it or not, I don't know, but it's not their property.
But
and there's no easement.
There's no easement.
If you looked on Google Earth, they've mm-hmm. actually fenced in their property, their parking on the other side. Mm-hmm. So their access and parking is on Acacia, which they don't use. But I don't know. It's not really.
Okay.
I don't think that's
I just wanted to verify that there wasn't actually an easement in place for them.
If there is, it's. I don't know of it.
Okay. And then, you'll have
that
to provide the title report.
Right. It's going to be on the Altona.
And then Gracie will address this as well, but the trash enclosure needs to be modified for ADA access. My only other comment that I had was I think this tower is 45 feet, a maximum height of 30 is allowed there,
Okay. So,
but I have that already here. Okay, that's all mine.
So I just want to clarify the address isn't going to be 505 West Baseline. It'll be 1168 North East.
It makes more sense. The access is going to be solely off of East Street. So
I'm not sure we can change that.
There's actually several addresses because there's several parcels there. So
my preference would be to keep it on Baseline because it's a major thoroughfare. as opposed to...
So is E Street.
I would concur.
And it's, the access is all off of E Street.
I will keep it at baseline.
Okay. I think from a fire life safety standpoint, from a building perspective, yes. Okay. You know, we keep it facing your major thoroughfare, fire, and you would want it...
If it's facing baseline, we need to keep
it. And I think there's two addresses for baseline, so I guess you just figure it out.
Yeah.
Split the difference.
All right, so we'll keep it at baseline. All righty. So the location for your enclosure is fine.
Okay.
You just need to work with land development to modify it. And the ADA access would be in addition to the 8x15 interior dimensions for bin storage.
And what's the dimensions?
8x15. I gave you a handout.
Okay,
as well. Yeah. It's standard plan 508. Thank you.
Sarah?
Since it's over 5,000 square feet, you have to put fire sprinklers in.
Yay.
Yeah. You know. And so with that, the standard requirements go with that. So.
Plenty of water there.
Right.
Trust me, we had this conversation around
the yes, I remember you.
I just accepted it.
You know, standard, we haven't seen the building plan yet, so once they come in, we'll do formal plan check. Again, keep in mind, there is a code cycle change effective January 1 of this coming up year.
Okay. Building code stuff?
Yeah, building code with minor stuff, nothing too much to press upon.
Right.
And just a soils report required for the structure itself. Past that, no further comments.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I mean, it's all pretty straightforward. I'm going to have, not that it probably matters, but I'm going to put gates probably on Acacia and E. How far was the overlay on baseline and Acacia? I forget who told me that.
From the overlay, from the pavement?
Yeah, how many feet into the street is it?
Center line? Not quite sure. It's probably around 36 for curb face to center line.
No, you're supposed to go to center line.
Yeah.
I think. You're just asking to center line.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's probably 36, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
You actually have to do a full check on that one.
But the center line's close enough. And then on the 35 foot of width on this nose, if it's not 35 feet, I know that there's a signal on there, and that's to 35 foot makes it ADA. Is that what it is? The compliant?
No,
that's just for code.
Right.
Yeah, that's for the high traffic, the major intersections.
Okay.
Gracie, do you have another question?
Yeah, just a question. You mentioned the gates. That'll be obviously when it's closed.
Correct.
What time would you be opening?
So I'm 7 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night when it's daylight savings, and then when it switches like it just did, I'm 7 to 7.
Okay, because the trucks start servicing bins. They leave the yard like 5:30 in the morning, so they'll just need some type of remote key something.
The gates that I'm saying I'm going to put in aren't really gates. They're just big swing arms, you know, like just to keep... Because if pedestrians want to come in here, they're just going to walk right through baseline, and I'm going to be able to keep them out. I'm just trying to keep the cars out at night so they're not parked in there doing who knows what. And so, yeah, I could give you just the key to get in.
Okay, yeah, that'll go over to Vertec Waste. But
and we open at 7, but they get there at 6 typically, so hopefully they'll be there anyways. And then I was also talking about wanting to build, there's a liquor store on the backside of E on the back side of the car wash, and I kind of want to try and block them out by maybe building a block wall on the back end, so I'm sort of separate from those people that are back there. I don't know if that'll be a problem. That's more of a planning question, I guess, than
putting a block wall against
So along this back end right here,
south side.
Building some sort of block wall or something, so these people are sort of.
I think it's separate by a parking lot.
between the...
Right.
Yeah, there's two parking lots right now. There's parking lot here.
Yeah, a block wall would be fine. We may just need to have you drop the height down.
As it comes out for the exit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, for visibility.
For sight distance.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Comments? No action required on this one. We're looking forward to your formal application. The purpose of the meeting was to give you enough information so when you refine your formal application, you could address everything and then it can go smoothly.
Okay. Thanks for your guys' help.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
We're the last one, so.
Thank you.
Hopefully. We're hungry now, so we're grumpy, so. Approved. Get the traffic stuff done.
All right.
Travis, would you be kind enough to introduce item number six, please?
Yes. Item number six, our last item, is pre-application 1633. It's a preliminary review of a request to develop a service station, a convenience store, approximately 3,100 square feet, a drive-thru car wash, approximately 1,100, and a restaurant with drive-thru, approximately 2,200 square feet. It's on a property containing approximately 1.7 acres. It's located at the southwest corner of Tippecanoe Avenue and Briar Drive. Right now, it's just a preliminary application, so no environmental determination has been made, and we're just looking for comments today. There'll be no action taken.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Actually, sorry, I just remember one. I apologize, one other thing. I do want to make a note. This, we're looking at this for preliminary review as one complete project. Should it move forward, I believe the intention will be to develop each property independently.
So there'll be two separate CUP applications?
It's a possibility. It's still something that's being worked out, but I do want to keep that in mind.
Depends on timing.
Yeah. Although I think for the purpose of studies, technical studies, we would still look at them as one complete project.
All right.
So before I give comment, I just want to ask a question on the drainage. Would it be looked at as one big project, or would we look at separate?
What we've discussed preliminarily, and again, it all depends kind of on timing, whether they're separate applications, is even if they go for separate entitlements, we could look at the drainage and the traffic, those two primarily as one complete project.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be more than 10,000 square feet of development, which triggered the full cap water quality management plan. And
the site right now is just dirt, so there would definitely be.
And depending on if it's more than 1 acre or not, that's going to be trigger a split also, since this one is going to be split. One thing that we want to make sure is that there's a reciprocal easement for parking, drainage, sewer, anything that's on-site utility, if there's going to be looked at as a separate parcel.
I believe there is. From the original development of the larger property, should have all of that in place already.
So we just want something to show that, either a title report or something like that, showing us. And also, yes. Street improvement-wise for public works, sidewalk, curb and gutter on, I believe curb and gutter exists, but sidewalk on Briar Street, and any existing curb and gutter sidewalk broken on Tippecanoe would need to be replaced for city standard. One street light is required on Tippecanoe, and Tippy would need to have a 0.2 foot gradient overlay to center line. Also, and
aren't all those improvements existing? The sidewalks there on Briar and
I don't believe Briar
in the
sidewalk
signal?
On Briar.
There's the
new
curve. Oh, just
corner
the
here
curve
and then the corner
right
here, and then there's nothing in between.
Yeah, so you just have to
prove
up to the property line. You don't have to do anything past that property line.
So even if we put the curbs there, and what you're saying is we would still have to grind an overlay
for
to the center line?
For which street? Briar or to...
Either.
Briar have no requirement for dining overlay because I believe it was just recently done by the city. Mm-hmm. So the only requirement for dining overlay is for Tippecanoe Avenue.
Really? Even though we're not doing any work in the street?
Yes. It's an upgrade requirement from Public Works. Unfortunately, Robert's not here today. We're just the messenger, if you will, from the Public Works. And if you want to discuss the options, I'd suggest maybe you contact Robert Sepulveda.
I can get you his contact so we can discuss that.
Yeah, what are we just talking? The frontage of this property here, right, from Briar down to that drive cut? Is that where we're talking?
Yes.
Only, correct?
Yes.
It's only your frontage.
And up to the center line only, not like full street.
Was the median there, so to the median.
It puts the median.
Yes.
Okay.
And the same conditions for that, for previous projects, for any traffic loop detector that was disturbed, is going to be coordinated with the traffic department. No further comments.
Thank you.
Fernando, Pablo?
It'll be required to fill out a scoping form
for the traffic study.
For the traffic study. And looking at your overall site plan, the two proposed left turn movements, they will not be approved.
Which left turn movements are we talking about?
On Tippecanoe and on Briar.
Oh, you added those.
It's going to cause a lot of problems. Right. Okay.
So, if we can demonstrate on the traffic study that the left turn on Tippecanoe would that be something that the city would entertain?
We'll take a look. I don't think you're gonna have an issue because I know right now the traffic backed up on that bus lane, especially with trucks that's coming in southbound. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to that corner, the Starbucks, and I wait for the traffic to clear to get up. So okay. It's going to be a problem coming in, especially that crossing through there.
Okay.
And the other side is just the same way. It's just too close to the signal, first of all, there's no space to put any left over.
Yeah, the proximity to the intersection.
Okay. But either way, you're asking for a traffic study.
Yes.
Okay. The applicant has actually already been in contact with the water department. I believe we've issued will serve letters for both of the projects. Maybe you're not in the receipt of those yet, but it's not an issue with serving it, in other words. So it's just our standard requirements for services and sewer capacity fees.
Okay.
And I apologize, I don't have a copy of the standard requirements with me, but I will email those to you. Travis and moving forward those two. It's the same application that you used for the, or that someone used that's associated with the project for the water, will serve letter for water, will be the same RFI application that you'll submit for the new services.
Okay.
And that will have the fees too, the impact fees over there?
That's correct.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. James?
For an industrial user permit for the car wash and then a food service permit application for the restaurant.
Yeah. There possibly be the food service for the C-store as well. Separate for that.
Yes, separate one for that.
Okay.
Thank you. Chrissy?
The two proposed locations for the refuse enclosures are acceptable. And you'll be constructing modified standard plan 508, 8x15 interior dimension enclosures. I gave you a handout there. And work with land development to modify them to meet ADA access. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
Plus, it's just standard requirements, so nothing that stands out.
I think we're pretty good on, we have to get our trucks in, so we usually have a
lot of gas. So it's a standard requirement.
Yeah. More like guidelines.
Yeah.
Anyway, same with building. You've heard my spiel pretty much of the first five, so can we get plans? You know, that's our basic outline, so we would like to take a look at it. Okay. So we got, that's all.
Do you have any questions? Clarification? Wondering anything?
Yeah, I don't know that we have any questions now other than I want to look at the left turn lane a little more, but we've got to get a traffic engineer involved.
Okay. Well, there's no action requests on this item. We look forward to getting your formal application or applications, whatever it may be. And, yeah, no action required. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to the meeting of December 8th, please.
So moved. Second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.